UV energy. The whole UV energy range can kill or inactivate numerous microorganism species, keeping them from recreating. UVC vitality at 253.7 nanometers gives the most germicidal impact. The use of UVC vitality to inactivate microorganisms is otherwise called germicidal irradiation or UVGI. What is ultraviolet C? UVC inactivates microbial living beings, such as microscopic organisms and viruses, by changing the structure and the subatomic obligations of their DNA, deoxyribonucleic corrosive. DNA is a blueprint these living beings use to create, work, and replicate. By demolishing the creature's capacity to recreate, it gets innocuous since it can't colonize. After the UVC presentation, the creature ceases to exist, leaving no posterity, and the number of inhabitants in the microorganism lessens quickly. The whole UV range can kill or inactivate numerous microorganism species, keeping them from recreating. UVC vitality at 253.7 nanometers gives the most germicidal impact. The use of UVC vitality to inactivate microorganisms is otherwise called germicidal irradiation or UVGI. What is UV energy? The more significant part of us knows about the unsafe impacts of UV vitality sent by daylight in the UVN and UVB frequencies, offering to ascend to UV, burn from the sun, inhibitors or blocking operators, which had found in glasses and salves. We are additionally acquainted with items built to withstand the impacts of UV radiation, such as plastics, paints, and rubbers. Notwithstanding, unlike the UVN and UVB frequencies, the UVC band has more than double the electron volt vitality, EV, as UVN, and it is all around retained, not reflected, by natural substances, adding to its danger. UV energy's killing power. UVC's germicidal or germ-executing impacts have demonstrated. The UVC frequency owes these harmful impacts to the biocidal highlights of ionizing radiation. All the more essentially, UVC harms particles in natural frameworks than can temperature alone. Burn from the sun, contrasted with the impression of warmth, is one case of that harm. Burn from the sun is brought about by daylight striking and killing living cells in the epidermis. The subsequent redness from a burn from the sun mirrors the expanded slender activity and bloodstream that permit white platelets to expel the dead cells. UVC introduction eliminates microscopic organisms and other contamination, causing microbial and productivity looting, natural contaminants. In the wake of being executed, natural leftovers are dependent upon breaking down. Is UVC safe for humans? In UVGI frameworks, the lights are protected or are in situations that limit introduction, such as a shut water tank or close air dissemination framework, frequently with interlocks that naturally stopped the UV lights if the context had opened for access people. For people, skin introduction to germicidal frequencies of UV light can deliver fast burn from the sun and skin disease. Exposure of the eyes to this UV radiation can give incredibly agonizing irritation of the cornea and brief or lasting, up to and remembering visual impairment for some instances. UV can harm the retina of the eye. Another potential peril is the UV creation of ozone, which can be hurtful to well-being. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency assigned 0.05 parts per million, ppm, of ozone to be a sheltered level. Lights intended to deliver UVC and higher frequencies had doped, so any UV light under 254 nanometers frequencies won't provide, to limit ozone creation. A full-range light will deliver all UV frequencies and create ozone when UVC hits oxygen, O2, atoms. UVC radiation can separate compound securities. It prompts fast maturing of plastics, protection, gaskets, and different materials. Note that plastics offered to be UV-safe are tried distinctly for UVB, as UVC doesn't ordinarily arrive outside the Earth. When utilizing UV close to plastic, elastic, or protection, put a shield and take care of these things by putting metal tape or aluminum foil will get the job done.